Hello, neighbor. You're tuned in to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. This week, we're continuing our look at the book of Revelation as we continue our study through God's precious word. Here's Pastor Walt Lanier taking the Bible as it is to people as they are.
And I heard a voice from heaven as the voice of many waters, and a voice of a great thunder, and heard the voice of harpers harping where the harps. You reckon there's going to be music in heaven? Amen and amen. At least we know there's going to be some kind of harps. When we think of that, often I see a picture of a little baby sitting on a cloud strumming a harp, you know. First of all, there are not going to be little babies in heaven sitting on clouds. You know, we have some crazy ideas and all. But there is going to be some wonderful music in heaven. Wonderful singing. Matter of fact, we're going to see, we're looking at verse number 3. And they sung, as it were, a new song before the throne. Now, I have a note I mentioned last week. What a choir that has to be. Some of us don't sing very well. But in heaven, I believe he's going to give us that voice that Wally Mann's watching this. And even Wally can sing in heaven. Okay, But this is going to be a special song. That's mentioned here in verse number 3 of chapter 14. Because they sung a new song before the throne and before the four beasts and the elders. And no man could learn that song. Now, this isn't interesting. But the 144,000 which were redeemed from the earth. Why were those 144,000 the only ones singing this song? Not anybody else. But those 144,000. Because they were different than anybody else that had come through the tribulation, or even different from us, because we will be in heaven at this time. But only those 144,000 are able to sing this new song. Why is that? Well, the Bible explains in verse number 4 why that was. These were a different type of people. These are people who were in their natural bodies. This is where I'm going to get a little bit deeper this morning, because this is where the questions come from. They survived the tribulation period. They entered into the kingdom, into the millennial kingdom, and they will never die. They will live forever in their physical bodies. This is what's called the first fruits. In verse number 4, and then we'll get into it. Verse number 4. These are they, who are the 144,000, which were not defiled with women, for they are virgins. Before I go any farther, I take this very literally. There's a lot of commentators, a lot of good men, who thinks of this as these are just folk who didn't commit spiritual adultery. In other words, they didn't hobnob with other groups and all. They were just, they stayed true to the Lord. Well, I wouldn't argue with that, but I take it a little bit farther, that I take it very literally that these were young men who never had relations with a woman. Because the word defiled literally means to be stained by adultery or fornication. And then it talks, yes. The 144,000, chapter number 7, 12 tribes from Israel, 12,000 out of these 12 tribes. The one tribe that was omitted is the tribe of Dan. Remember, let me backtrack. I'm glad you asked that question. That I believe that the Antichrist would not only be a Jew, he'd be from the tribe of Dan, and we went through that. I don't know who he is. We just looked at some things a few weeks ago. He will be from the tribe of Dan. We looked at that about Dan as when Jacob was blessing his son. Dan came to him and Jacob said, "Dan, you're a snake in the grass." And he talked about Dan, that you're gonna make your brother fall. Remember the off the horses, all that. He talked about that I don't want to get back into that because I want to move on. But anyway, the neat thing about the tribe of Dan, that in the millennium, and we find in the book of Ezekiel, when God apportions the land back to Israel, different areas of Israel, the tribe of Dan is mentioned first. It's interesting in the millennium. So it tells me something about the forgiveness of God. Even though they weren't mentioned in the 144,000, those tribes, the very first tribe in the millennium that God mentions and gives a portion of that land to is the tribe of Dan. So these are the 144,000 that we read about in Revelation 7, 12,000 from those 12 tribes. Okay, They are not defiled with women. I mentioned that that means they were not stained by adultery or fornication. And the word virgin is used 14 times in the New Testament. And every time but one it mentions the word virgin. It talks about someone like Mary was a virgin. She'd never been with a man, that type of thing. Well, these young men were, I believe, were men who had never had relations with a woman yet. Why? Because these are they which followeth the Lamb whithersoever he goeth. Remember, it's the tribulation period. And during the tribulation period, these saved people who are saved on the earth that have wives and children, they're having a hard time providing for their families. These men won't have wives or children to have to worry about. They're following the Lamb wherever he goes. Are you following? Their whole ministry is focused on Jesus Christ. And the ministry of sharing the gospel for that during the tribulation period, they don't have wives or children to hold them back. Let me give you an example of that. 1 Corinthians chapter number 7. Remember, Paul is writing back to the church at Corinth, who asked Paul this question. Is this boring to y'all? I know I'm going so many circles. I told you my mind just, my ADD kicked in this morning, okay? Just, my mind's just flowing. Okay, in 1 Corinthians chapter number 7, the church at Corinth wrote to the Apostle Paul, we're married, but some of our spouses are lost. Okay, the believers are asking Paul, my wife or my husband is an unbeliever. What do we do? And Paul literally said, and just in a nutshell said, listen, if they want to stay with you, please don't divorce them. Keep them, you're already married. Let them, you stay married to them. How do you, maybe by your example and love to Christ, that you'll win them. Are you following? He said, but unto the unmarried, those who aren't married, he says, don't get married because of this present time, much distress will be upon you. It would be good if you remain unmarried as I, so that you don't have to worry about other people. You just focus upon the Lord. Are you following? So the Apostle Paul gave some advice in 1 Corinthians chapter 7 about the unmarried folk. He even talked about virgins later on about in that chapter, about what to do because of the present situation, all the persecution. You're probably better off not to get married, but if you have to marry, it's better to marry to burn. All that's included in 1 Corinthians chapter 7. So here in Revelation chapter 14, these 144,000 were men, young men, who had never been married. They'd never been with a woman. They not defiled themselves with a woman. And again, boy, I could talk on that for a while. But get the picture. And then goes a little farther. These were redeemed from among men. And the word men here is not on air. It means mankind, anthropos. From among the mankind, being the first fruits. Now, I actually underlined and circled that word first fruits in my Bible. And that's what I want to spend the rest of the morning on this thought about the first fruits unto God and to Lamb. The word first fruits literally means firstlings, first of that kind. In other words, there's nothing been before, but it's the first of that kind, and some are to follow because they're the firstlings. If there's firstlings, there must be secondlings. That ain't a good English word, but you get the point. And thirdlings and fourthlings, you know, there's more to follow after the firstlings. So because these 144,000 are in their natural body and they're called first fruits, that must mean out of necessity, there must be some that's going to follow them. Let me give you an example quickly of the first fruits. And we talked about this last week, and I'll do this in 2 minutes on the order of us as glorified people, that when we receive a glorified body, Jesus Christ of necessity was the first to receive a glorified body. In 1 Corinthians chapter number 15, that great resurrection chapter, it talks about Christ being the first fruits. Y'all remember reading that? The first fruits. What does it mean, Christ being the first fruits? It literally means he was the first of a new kind, of a new order. Jesus Christ was the first to ever receive a glorified body.
You've been listening to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. Tune in next time as we continue our study through God's precious word. Well, from now until tomorrow, May God bless you richly, is our prayer.